This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this glorious day of our Lord's resurrection. The Christian Church's foundation rests upon the events of Easter. In today's program, we will talk about the significance of its message. Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. It's Easter today, so stay with us as we celebrate the greatest day in history. We begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty and amazing God, today we give you thanks for the wonderful news of Easter that Christ is risen and death is defeated. In our remembering and rejoicing today, Lord, make us Easter people, certain, confident, hopeful, that because Christ lives, we shall live also. In his mighty name we ask this. Amen. Our Easter story today is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, the women went to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles, but these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. Dear friends, it's Easter. How do you feel about that? I think that more than a few people, inside as well as outside of the Christian church, tend to lose the wonder and awe of Easter. People have heard the Easter story before and they know how it ends, and so it tends to lose a bit of an edge for some. But imagine the wonder and delight of being a first-timer to this story. I came across a true story by Pastor Chuck Swindoll about a kindergarten teacher in a Christian school who was determining how much religious training each of her students had. While talking with one little boy to whom the story of Jesus was obviously brand new, she began relating the story to him about Jesus' death on the cross. When he asked what a cross was, she picked up some sticks and fashioned a crude one, and she explained that Jesus was nailed to something like this, and then he died. With downcast eyes, the boy quietly acknowledged, "Oh, that's too bad." In the very next breath, however, the teacher told the boy that Jesus rose again, and he came back to life, and he's alive. The boy's little eyes got as big as saucers, the teacher said. He lit up and exclaimed, "That's totally awesome." He's right. Easter is totally awesome. Let's not get ourselves to the place where we lose sight of that. Think about it. Easter came unexpectedly. This Easter story, which we've looked at together, is filled with surprise and astonishment and confusion and fear. The women went to the tomb that day to hold a funeral service and anoint a dead body. They had brought their spices to show their last respects to their dead friend Jesus. But instead, they found a stone rolled away, an empty tomb. They encountered two dazzling angels who asked them why they were looking for someone who's alive among the dead. They heard an announcement that they didn't anticipate in the least. He's not here. He's been raised. And the angels reminded them of the predictions Jesus made about his dying and rising. And when they remembered the words of Jesus, it says they ran back from that empty tomb with the angel announcement to those disciples and told them of the experience. And the disciples responded with total unbelief. Dead is dead, they reasoned. What you're telling us sounds like a silly fantasy. You women are just tired and traumatized, and your imaginations have gone wild. Peter, one of the disciples, did run out to the cemetery and found the empty tomb with the linen cloths Jesus had been wrapped in strewn about. But he went home wondering, what's going on here? It appears that no one expected this to happen. Well, except Jesus, who predicted three times that this would happen. Soon, though, as Luke and the other gospel writers tell us, they found themselves having an encounter with the risen, living Jesus themselves. 11 times in 6 weeks in various locations, at a lake, in an upper room. It got to the point that they must have peeked around corners on the street, expecting to run into Jesus. Sometime later, Luke tells us in the book of Acts that Paul, who was an enemy of the Christian movement, encountered Christ on the road to Damascus, and he himself became a believer. Paul wrote in one of his letters to the Corinthians that not only did he see him, but 500 others as well saw the risen Christ. The news that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead is definitely something out of the ordinary. It's a shattering historical event. Death, which had been irreversible, had suddenly become reversible in the resurrection of Jesus. He is risen. He is risen indeed. He's alive. And it really is totally awesome. Now, I know that since that time there have been skeptics who look at this Easter story and say that the disciples were being gullible. Let me ask you, do these women look gullible? Did the whole group of them have the same hallucination in that encounter with those angels? And do these disciples look gullible? They refused to believe the story. In fact, their response was more than a little disappointing. These were the Lord's right-hand men. They had seen Jesus do amazing, miraculous things like raising people back to life. They had heard his predictions about dying and rising. But still, this report from the women seemed to be an idle tale, way out there in left field in their minds, to be true. Others point to, well, it's wishful thinking. These people wanted Jesus to be alive. They're living in denial of sorts. Those women did not come out to the tomb with those spices just in case Jesus might be alive. They came with those spices to anoint a dead body. Others speculated it's a conspiracy. The disciples cooked this up to keep the Jesus movement going. Well, if that's true, then tell me, why would each of them die as a martyr for the cause of Christ, for an untruth that they had concocted? Would you die for something that's a lie? That doesn't make sense. We know from history that conspiracies soon unravel over time. The account of Jesus being raised from the dead has stood the test of time, and the investigations of some of the brightest people who have checked out this evidence. And the truth is, Jesus was dead, crucified on a cross, buried in a rich man's tomb, and now he is risen. And that, my friends, is totally awesome. Give me an amen. Amen. What makes it totally awesome for you and me are the implications of that news for our lives. Easter means, first of all, that death no longer has the last word over those who trust in Jesus Christ. Because he lives, you shall live also forever. That's a promise for you and me to build our lives upon. Paul the Apostle describes for the believer in Christ that death is simply falling asleep. Listen to this story. There was a pastor who talked of a memory from his childhood. His family was driving back home when he was a little kid from a long trip, and he fell asleep in the back seat of the station wagon. The next thing he experienced, though, was opening his eyes to see the sun shining through the window of his bedroom where his parents had carried him and carefully placed him in his bed. He was home. We who are trusting in Christ, when we breathe our last breath in this life, are promised that we will awake from our sleep in a place that has been prepared for us by Jesus. He promised, "In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare that place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." That's our promise. Without Easter, I have watched unbelievers absolutely collapse at the gravesite of a loved one in absolute despair and fear. They have nothing to hang on to. I'm here to tell you today, it doesn't have to be like that for you. Jesus has conquered death. He's taken the sting out of it and shares that victory of his with those who trust in him. It's no longer a period, this death, but a comma. Death is no longer a wall, but a door through which we pass to be with him for eternity. When the Christian dies, it's more like a graduation, a change of address, where we go to be with our Lord Jesus. Someone once made this remarkable statement, that the world holds nothing but empty promises, but at Easter time, Jesus holds out to us emptiness full of promises. The American evangelist Dwight L. Moody once remarked toward the end of his life, "One day you will hear that Dwight L. Moody is dead. Don't believe it. I will then be alive as never before." When two Nazi guards came to escort Christian theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer from his prison cell to the gallows for his execution, Bonhoeffer took a friend aside and said to him, "This is the end, but for me, it's the beginning of life." That's the implications of Easter for you and me. Totally awesome, right? Amen. The resurrection of Jesus is totally awesome because it means that I am forgiven and I no longer have to carry my fears and guilt and shame for my past. God has put his stamp of affirmation upon Christ's sacrifice for my sins by raising him up from the grave. I'm forgiven. That was God's plan, that Jesus would be the perfect payment for my sins, and that he would raise him up again, affirming those sins have been paid for once and for all. Anything that I have ever thought, said, or done, past, present, or future, are now covered by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I have received forgiveness, trusting in him as my risen Savior. No longer do I have to live my days weighted down and despairing over my sin, but I can approach the throne of grace confidently asking for forgiveness, being pointed to the cross and hearing the words, "You're forgiven." That's a gift of grace. The accusing voice gets silenced, and I get a new start, walking in a new day, trusting in God's grace in Christ. And that, my friends, is totally awesome. Amen? And that Easter news is totally awesome because you and I know that there will be moments in our lives when we'll hurt emotionally and physically and spiritually. We will shed our tears along the way, but we do not have to face those moments alone. You see, I have an eternal friend, the risen Jesus Christ, who has promised, "I will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you." He stands at the door and knocks and promises to have an intimate, personal relationship with us through the rest of our lives. We do not have to face a single moment alone ever again. Having walked in this world in the flesh, this Jesus understands what you and I go through. He empathizes with our pains and with our loneliness. As I listen to him in those Gospels, opening my Bible, and I call out to him in my prayers, and I taste the bread and wine at the Lord's Supper, Jesus reminds me again and again of his own personal suffering. He shows me his nail-pierced hands and feet, and he reminds me he knows what life can be like, but that he is also there to walk alongside of me, even during the most painful moments. That's the Easter promise to you as you follow him. And that is totally awesome. Amen. Amen. Now, let me ask you a question today in light of all that we've talked about. On which side of Easter are you living right now? Are you living in the dark, dreary, defeated uncertainty of Saturday before resurrection? Or are you living on the blessed, beautiful side of the resurrection? Each one of us has received an invitation to step into Sunday with the risen Jesus and face life and death with confidence and assurance, knowing that eternal life is ours through trusting in Christ. I encourage you this day, if you haven't, to step into Sunday and place your trust in the risen Jesus Christ for your life and eternity. Ask him into your life today and discover for yourself that the risen Jesus Christ is totally awesome. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for raising Jesus from the grave, and thank you for the promises that are attached to Easter. Eternal life and forgiveness and friendship with the risen Christ is an amazing, rich inheritance that you have offered everyone who will believe in him. If there is any person listening in this day who is still living in the despair of Saturday instead of the joy of Sunday, by the power of your Holy Spirit, enable him or her to take a step of faith towards the Savior. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's Easter message has encouraged you to move beyond the defeated uncertainty of Easter Eve into the victorious assurance of Easter Sunday. Christian Crusaders currently broadcast on 30 radio stations across the United States, on the World Wide Web, and on shortwave radio across North America and Europe. Please consider, if you are in a position to do so, sending a gift to help cover production and broadcast cost of these stations. In this way, you become a partner in providing a Sunday worship service to those who need to hear the gospel message. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. Today's service is also available to be read or heard anytime on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift to help defer production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 2770924. We are pleased you chose to worship with us today, and we pray you will join us next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 80th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.